taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of
music. You're listening to the Best Cuts of Music Edition 87.
Massage, baby. Let me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is it, Sam. The head of Moraz.
The head of Moraz. We
the
found
head
it.
Of Moraz. You know, with this, we
the
can,
sages were tr-
the sages
correct.
Were true, and all the elders,
the stuff they said, the elders,
all of
the scriptures,
the scripts,
the books,
scripts.
The old tomes.
No, I think with this head, we'll be able to fix all of our time problems that we have.
We're gonna fix everything that's ever happened, that's ever gone wrong to us in the last hour.
How about the last week?
Yeah, that's been pretty fucked up, too.
Let's fix all of that.
What happened when last week moved up to the front of the last hour? That didn't even make sense either.
I didn't understand any of that.
Yeah, we're going to fix all of that with Morax's head. Let's go save the universe!
You're
listening to the best cuts of music! No, that's not how it happened at all. We went underwater, and then we went and we found the Leviathan in the deepest, darkest chasm of the ocean, and then we defeated it. It was like crazy big, remember? It's like a monstrous serpent. It's bigger than scared anything you've ever seen in your
like
life.
That happened, but I'm not sure if that just happened here in the last few weeks, or it seems like that happened like a few years ago or something.
No. The only reason why we went and saw it is because we were watching Unexplained Monsters.
Oh,
on the History Channel.
Seven heads, right?
Yeah. Had seven heads.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bunch of old ships stuck in it.
Yeah, and it we stabbed it with the sword of Malzatuth, and then it exploded in a big ball of gas or something, right?
Yeah. It was a huge ball of gas. It smelled horrible.
Well, it was like demon farts.
Yeah, it was like a giant demon fart.
It's like breaking all the rules, you know. Very rude.
And crude. And it was pretty much the foulest thing I'd ever smelled in my entire life.
I'm still not convinced, because I feel like now it's mixing up, and I feel like this is when we met Furfur.
Wait.
Do you remember Furfur?
Yeah, I remember Furfur. He was that god, that crazy god.
Yeah, the one who's all about marriage.
Yeah, he's all about like marriage and says absurd shit.
Yeah.
And somehow inexplicably controls thunderstorms.
Thunderstorms, right.
Yeah, Furfur. God, what a weirdo that was.
Well, I think this is him. According to this scroll, Furfur is a count of hell who rules 26 legions.
Wow, 26 legions.
He appears as an angel or a stag with a flaming tail and speaks only lies unless enclosed in a triangle.
Oh, in a triangle.
Yeah.
Well, I enclosed him in a circle.
Well,
that would explain why he's just saying gibberish.
Let's get him sorted out so we can start asking him questions.
Batman's my favorite TV, milk!
Yeah, Furfur.
It's not a...
No.
Clearly, organic is your favorite milk.
Yeah, I don't even... You know, we should draw this triangle. I'm getting tired of all of this bullshit.
Oh, I can't wait. Furfur. Okay, Furfur. Listen very carefully. Will my music career take off in the next year or two?
You're gonna be the next Justin Bieber!
Oh, that's awesome!
No.
Sam, did you hear that?
Robbie,
I have no idea.
No, that's not awesome.
Gets all of the women.
He's lying. You're not going to be the next Justin Bieber.
No,
we don't,
clearly he just said...
We don't have the triangle around him yet. He's spouting lies. Look at the text. You're not going to be the next Justin Bieber. Furfur, is Robbie going to be the worst musician in the history of ever?
Yes!
Well, see, there you go. Robbie's lying. So you're going to be something.
You got the triangle already set. You set the triangle before you said that.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Anyway, so we got Furfur.
Yeah.
And this is going to lead us one step closer to Moraz.
I feel that if we find the head of Moraz, the president of hell.
Yes.
Then, which, by the way, how do you become president of hell?
I don't know. Is there like an election? Is there votes? Do they have an electoral college along the layers of hell?
Yeah. Is it two-party system or just one?
It's like, do you get one delegate if you're on the seventh layer of hell? Or do you get two?
Right. It seems like the lower levels, or the higher levels, would be more... I can't remember which is which, but the ones that are less intense, there would be more people. So you would have more delegates, but those would be idiots. They wouldn't be evil at all.
Yeah.
They're not evil. They're...
Well, yeah, they're just heartless.
So it seems like the less people on the level, the more delegates you would have.
Yeah, all the idiots get more delegates. Or maybe they're just a president, like a CEO of hell.
Furfur, is there a CEO of hell?
It's a board of demons.
Oh, like the Super League of Heroes or whatever.
Yeah, they're all voted for. It's pretty great. The president's voted in by the people, but the demons oversee the president.
Oh, that sounds very democratic. I wonder why we don't have that on Earth. Turns out hell isn't on Earth, huh?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Earth's worse than hell.
Yeah, they say in hell, the citizens come first. And if only hell could be a place on Earth.
Furfur, we have to find the head of Moraz if we're ever to complete our plan. We've been controlled this way and that with time, and we need to control time. Wait, no, we're not controlling time. We're trying to submit our show to the heads of Hollywood.
Yeah, we're trying to submit our show to the heads of Hollywood. They want the head of Moraz so that they can control...
You see...
Hell.
You see, for the head of Moraz is the key to hell.
Yeah, at this point. The ancient scriptures that we copied down from the closed captioning on that episode of Ancient Mysteries on History Channel said that if we did this, then we would be able to get hell to the CEOs of Hollywood.
We give them the head of Moraz.
Yeah.
It turns into...
President of hell. Or whoever's the reigning president at the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You see, we've got this podcast.
Yeah, it's called The Best Cuts of Music,
and we're just trying to get it out to the people. And we feel like if the heads of Hollywood heard it, then
look, guys, I don't even know what to tell you. I'm just a count of hell.
All right, hey Sam, I feel like his blood pressure's a little low. Let's go down. There's a cereal shop on the corner.
Okay.
Let's go down there and get some cereal.
Go to the cereal restaurant. All right, that sounds good.
I mean, I think they have muffins and I don't know. You like muffins.
I love muffins. I also like cereal quite a bit.
I'm cuckoo for cuckoo pass.
Oh, well, that settles it.
Yeah, let's head out.
Okay.
You've
listening
to the best cuts of music.
Come on. ne pouvais plus rien lui dire, je ne savais plus à propos de qui ou de quoi j'étais venu. Un néon, un plafond. Il a baissé la musique et m'a oublié. Je suis intéressé, il faut m'écouter. Je sais très bien comment vous habiller, vous maquiller. Monsieur Business voulait que je vis d'un compte de fées. Fort et dans la rue, je ne savais plus à propos de qui ou de quoi j'étais venu.
Oh, this place looks nice.
It is the favorite smell.
Damn it. I can't wait to put him back in a triangle.
He's a feisty one.
He just keeps... man, I tell you what. It's...
I feel like I'm falling in love with him.
I feel like we should be live tweeting all the... just whatever's coming out of his mouth. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if you... I guess... Oh, shit. Sam.
Oh, hey, check it out. They got Snap, Crackle, Pop.
Sam, don't...
over there in the corner.
Don't look in the corner.
Yeah, I just did. There's Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
No, Sam, I'm talking about the other corner.
Oh, at that corner? Oh, wow.
No,
I think they saw me.
Furfur, what are you doing here?
Wonderful.
Chris Tucker, Eddie Murphy.
That's not Chris Tucker and Eddie Murphy. Hold on, let me draw a little quick triangle around him.
Blue, Beelzebub.
Furfur, you little asshole. Where you been?
I've been hanging with these guys. Still haven't gotten to get married.
Wow. Beelzebub, the Lord of the Flies, in front of us, and Belial.
I love
the generals of Hell's Army. This is amazing. We've seen so much of you, or at least artist renditions of you.
Uh huh. All those Iron Maiden album covers.
Yeah.
Is it true if I give my soul over to you, then I can have anything that I want, any sort of wishes?
Hey, well, depends on what you want, son.
Well, I think he's pretty explicit. He wants more wishes. Can you ask for more wishes?
Yeah, can we ask? I always wonder that.
Yeah. What are you, Lord of the Lies?
No wishes.
Huh.
I knew it.
Knew it. Totally knew it.
Well, anyway, guys.
Told you not to ask him that.
We have... Sam, don't embarrass me in front of the devil.
I wasn't embarrassing anybody. You're the one that asked about the wishes question. I told you.
You always call me out like this. What's the reason? Why?
Maybe you guys need marriage counseling.
Furfur, we're not married.
What is up with that guy in
Jesus,
fucking marriage?
Get
he
over
gives
it.
A shit.
Lord of marriage. That's the dumbest thing ever. Yeah, you're like half stag, half human, half demon.
All commitment. Guys, see, here's what it is. So I woke up this morning, I get up, toast is gone. I mean, bread. I don't have a toaster, but I use my oven. So I'm out of bread. I'm like, damn it, man. Could this fucking day get any worse? Open up my blinds. It's overcast outside, of course.
Long story short, we're looking for the head of Moraz, the president of hell.
The president of hell, sir.
Well, we're looking for him in particular, but if he's already missing head, said head, we'll accept head.
Yes, or if the head's dead and the vice president's head is available,
yeah,
then we would like that.
Yeah, if you could give us head, please, that would be most appreciative.
Oh, you guys, Morai's head, eh? Ah, there you go.
I can't understand a single word Belial says.
He said, step into the portal.
Sam, I think we should take a look in there. We could get hurt by the fall.
Yeah, that portal looks serious. I don't know if I just want to accept any portal, especially one just made up by the Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, right?
This
isn't the type of people that you want to meet in a dark alley.
Yeah. I mean, maybe a nicely lit place like this establishment with Captain Crunch, and you got Fred and Barney over there.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a soggy inside in this place.
Well, you know, it used to be a used bookstore. Did you ever go there when it was a used bookstore?
No, I never did. I thought it used to be a bicycle shop.
Well, it was a bicycle shop before it was a used bookstore.
Huh.
But after it was a bicycle shop.
Well, then when was it the tailor shop?
Well, are you talking about...
Tim's Tailors.
Tim's Tailor. I thought you said Jim's Sailors.
Oh, the sailor shop. No. It was before that. Before that. Well, I forgot. Because it started out as a plantation, like a cotton plantation.
Well, yeah, like 100 and something years.
Get the fuck in there!
Let's go, Robbie.
Okay, Sam, let's...
You first.
Here I go!
Robbie, you're just like 2 feet in front of me in the portal. Why are you doing that?
It's so far down here, Sam!
I can see the top of your head. You're barely in there. In fact, you're kind of poking out of the portal a little bit.
Just get in here.
Okay. You're listening to...
The best cuts of music.
trying to recruit me?
No. I'm just trying to share something meaningful with you.
You can join us and be special. Join our elite mission to save the world.
We can teach you special powers.
Personal power.
Psychic power.
Past life connection.
Telekinesis.
I hate my old life.
Yeah, I feel like I'm confident that that's what happened. Although we've been jumped around so much in time.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
It is hard to tell. I mean, we're at the cereal place. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. We're at the cereal place. I think that's what happened. Or was it when we were on the plantation?
Well, I don't even remember that. I guess it wasn't like a portal through space, but just a portal through time.
Maybe we just moved through a parallel space. We stayed in the same time. We just moved parallel through space.
Oh, hold on, Sam. I don't understand all this math stuff. Let's just let the story do the talking.
Okay.
And so you see, Mr. Morax, sir, Mr. President, President
El
Morax.
Hello, Presidento.
We need your head so that we can get the big record deal. You know.
Yeah,
we
need a huge record deal.
Which I'm not really sure if it's going to be a record deal because we don't technically write music.
Music per se. I mean, but we did that one time.
Yeah, I think it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good stuff. It's good stuff.
I can't do that. I can't give you my head. It's me head.
But we need it. We need that head.
Give
us head. I can't believe how selfish you're being here, Mr. President of Hell.
You know, this is just what they said. They said,
yeah,
he's selfish. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He won't give you his head. And we said, no. We said, no. He's a great,
just like a regular
leader.
Earth politician. He's a hell politician. Who died and made you president? I'm going to update this on your Wikipedia page. Total dick.
Guys, you're going too far. You told a story that has moved this old demon's soul. I give you my head.
Well, all right, now that's being reasonable.
That seemed a lot easier than it should have been.
Yeah.
Oh, if I can just...
I'm not... What the...
Sam,
weird.
That's
gross.
Disgusting.
He just took off his head and he grew a new one. Well, I'm not going to look a gift head in the mouth. That is disgusting, Mr. President.
Your Honor, you're the most disgusting being I've ever seen in my life, sir.
Y'all run along now. Run along now, boys.
Oh, now we can
No. That's not how it happened at all, Robbie.
Sam, I distinctly remember how it happened at all.
You had your full Devil's Series 3 playset that you got from the History Channel store. Remember, I ordered that for you. You woke up, you were wearing your fur pajamas, and then I brought you some cereal into the living room, and I told you I'd help you with this game, but I didn't have time to.
I feel like you never have time for me anymore.
Well, somebody's got to, clean this house and do everything. I can't just be sitting here playing guys with you all the time,
Why
playing with your men.
Mom do it?
Because Mom's dead. How many times do I have to tell you this? She's not just one of your action figures.
You're so mean lately.
Well, I'm cranky. You know, ever since we got this demon head hanging up in the living room, it's just everything's been different.
Well, I agree. I
thought we were supposed to use this for wishes or something.
Well, that's what it says on the box, but we haven't gotten our wish yet. I feel like we need to give it some time, you know? If we're going to get a record deal for the best cuts,
yeah,
I think that maybe we got to give it time. Maybe we'll hear from them. I don't know.
Hello?
Maybe that's them now.
Oh, wow.
Your package is here and you know it's clear that you got yourself such musical gear. Take this money and buy some stuff, cause you got yourself a contract from us, Warner Brothers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. Sam,
holy shit.
That?
Contract from Warner Brothers.
It's come true.
Our wishes and dreams have come true. God bless this demon head.
So I guess this is it, Sam. We can take this money, buy some... I mean, this is amazing. I really just can't believe this. Even though we put... This is incredible.
We put tens and tens of minutes into this endeavor.
We put so much thought, and I feel like I sweat. I would wake up, and I would be sweating.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be hot in the apartment, but yeah. I guess.
It was hot in hell, too. Remember we climbed that mountain? There was those like explosions and stuff.
Everyone thinks that hell is like a big party, but the party actually begins, or it ends in hell.
Yeah.
It ends in hell because once you go to hell, it's all work from there on.
Yeah. A whole lot of politics.
What they say is true.
Hierarchies.
Running hell isn't a walk in the park.
No, I would not want to be an elected official there. It doesn't even make sense. Like Furfur, he's a count. That implies some amount of royalty.
Yeah. I think it's like a huge mixture of some sort. Somehow they all get along.
Like everybody gets to do something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how do they even decide that? Is that a committee or do you just like make it up?
They have an eternity.
Hey, I'm the kingdom prince, like amazing snow god of all ants, left legs.
Well, you know, in a true free society, you'd be able to say, this is who I am, you know, and everyone could appreciate it, accept it.
It's like the Calvin ball of government.
It is. It's whatever you want it to be, evidently.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't wait to go. Well, until then, we have this great music contract.
Got our contract.
And I don't think we paid too much of a price for it, but...
Yeah, and next time you try to talk me into receiving head from a lot of demons in hell, you know, I'm not gonna poo-poo that.
Well...
I'm not gonna be a naysayer.
I appreciate you not poo-pooing my ideas.
I mean, I was against it at first, but now that we're standing here...
It's like John Travolta said, you know, you do it just to get through your career and eventually you just kind of get used to it and you start liking it.
It's like that old Klingon proverb.
Hey guys, dinner's done.
Furfur.
Furfur. He's silly.
Oh,
you're listening to the best cuts of music. We'll be right back.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
Marriage is good. Yours will be bad. Everybody needs to get married.
Or just become a polygamist. I mean, technically, that's not legal, so all those women I'd be married to would...
You're married to your hustler collection.
Well, that's rude.
Oh, that's not nice.
Yeah.
Kind of a jerk, isn't it?
Yeah, fur. Yeah, you know what? You look ugly. You're never getting married either.
I'm married to my work.
Why?